Hi, and welcome to the first ever episode of Waifu Laifu, a podcast for ladies by ladies. And, well, it could be for guys too, but we're three ladies, so we imagine the ladies will want to listen to this. So, obviously, I'm Caroline. You know me, you love me, I'm sure you do. And you love and know Pancake even more.
What the fuck's up?
Yes, so we also have a third lady here.
My fucking
lady
wife.
Emery, to be exact. Yes.
Yo. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You may know her from the Discord. She's our pit boss, breaking kneecaps whenever we have some betting to do.
Luckily, have not needed to break kneecaps, but we've gotten close. We've gotten close a few times.
Yeah, so the three of us came together in a group chat, and we were thinking to ourselves, you know what? We are so darn funny and entertaining. So we decided to have our own little extra content episode every now and then, just talking about things that we want to talk about and anime that we all watch. So this week on the main show, we are going to be reviewing season 2 of Birdie Wing. Emery had saw it when it came out due to peer pressure from the Discord, and Pancake and I had the pleasure of watching it this week for the podcast. So we figured let's do a little powwow. Let's talk about it.
So this will be a sister episode, so, if you will, for Anime Addicts Anonymous episode 709. And this will just be our thoughts from the perspective of vaginas. You're welcome.
Yes.
No peen. No peen here.
No peen. No peen. No peen club.
Yeah, so let's just like start off with our general thoughts of like the first season, just so we got like that backstory squared away. I thought it was like stupid, not amazing, but pretty okay show.
I blocked all of season 1 out of my memory, so starting season 2 was just kind of like, oh yeah, this bitch. So those were my thoughts on season 1.
And oh yeah, those shorts, those fuzzy,
oh my god,
booty
those
shorts,
outfits,
and cap high boots.
Yeah, and it came back.
This girl does not have a single drip within her. Not
no
a
drip.
One.
Agreed. Season 1, I think I made it pretty evident that this is just not my show. I am not a golfer. I don't like golf. And then you added this drama. I would argue that later it becomes pure soap opera. But just didn't do it for me. Just, I don't like the characters and the story just wasn't for me. And I think I've made it abundantly clear for those on the Discord that I despise this opening theme so much.
Oh my god, but it's so great at the same time because you just like it so much.
Oh, with that it's said, like a trigger.
We are going to do a ranker, Emery. How does that make you feel? Are you going to put anybody in A, or are you going to do it scalable for the show, like a baseline?
I feel like I have to be scalable for the show. Like,
Okay.
Yeah.
We kind of talked previously about the caddies. I feel like the caddies might make it.
Like, I was considering, because we're, you know, as Pancake said, we're going to rank the characters. I was considering going from, like, S to D, but
there ain't no S's
in
this bitch.
There are no S's in this show. In fact, I don't know how many A's we'll come up with, but we will get there. But we didn't want to just do, like, a review of season 2, the three of us, because Pancake is going to be on the episode anyway. So
yay,
we didn't want to rehash everything that we say there. But we figured this would be a good, different way of doing it. Starting from the top, we have Aoi. Now, I feel like she's a bit frustrating because she complains all the time about the fact that she has to do all these commercials and interviews. When, girl, it is literally your job now to do that.
This bitch didn't even go to Walmart for her personality. She went to fucking Big Lots bargain bin section, okay? She sucks. Her personality sucks. I wish she would stop complaining about, oh, I have to go model and blah, blah, blah. I'm so famous and I'm 15. Like, I don't know.
It's so...
go find a boyfriend or like Scissor Eve, because we all know that's what you want to do.
Oh, she absolutely wants to get with Eve. And that's what bugs me about her is she like toys around with that. Like, no, like,
she toys with it.
I just want to golf. I just want to golf with Eve. It's like, we know you want to do more than just golf with Eve.
Yeah. And she's leading on her poor caddy.
She wants to kiss Eve.
Oh, yeah. That poor caddy. I didn't even think about her.
Yeah, they've been in like a relationship since they were like 10. And now Eve's in the picture. And she's like touring with both of these girls now. But her personality is like a rice cracker, so that's going nowhere.
Yeah, there's something about like eternally cheerful anime characters that really bug me.
Yeah, I wanted her to lose. Like, every time I'd watch her golf, I'd be like, I hope you fucking miss it. I hope you hit it in the bunker. Like, I want you to lose. I would like you to have a little bit of humbleness put in your face, because complaining about having, like, golf deals and being a pro golfer at 15, like, suck my dick.
Right, and she comes from, like, a very well-off family, so if she didn't want to do this, if she just wanted to play golf for fun and live her life, she could. She could
fucking
comfortably
could
do this. But, yeah, I usually love the, you know, the good boys, the Mary Sues. I love a good boy, a good girl, like, but she just, it's when they don't have any flaws, like, anything outside of just that 2D
element. My head disease.
But she has golf cancer.
Yeah, golf cancer. That's what they should have called it.
That is what they should have called it.
It's like, we will get to this in the main episode. They took a real disease and then changed how serious it is. They say that Amuro is like one of the longest living survivors of this disease. People live a fairly long life with this disease. He's not even 40 years old, and he's saying shit like that.
To be fair, and we'll get into this on the main episode more, anime is very good about taking any kind of medical condition and making it a gag and or not what that medical condition is whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Cranking it up from, like, something that's a cold, very common in anime, and like just jamming it up to like a 20 on the drama scale.
Yep, it's kind of like Komi, for example. Like, she's got social anxiety, but that is fucking not what social anxiety is. It's the same thing with this disease. That is not what this disease is.
Yeah. But it feels like even more obvious what, like, how silly that is, because there's, you know, I feel like mental health is like all on a spectrum, of course, and people will easily misunderstand what mental health really is in its, you know, entirety. But a disease that has statistical showing of how long a lifespan people with this disease have, and they completely ignore the real statistics, it's just very funny. But let's get back to this ranking. So, Aoi, where are we placing her? Like,
D?
B?
D. She sucks.
I feel like there are worse.
Oh, I guess you're right. We could put her in C.
C? We can always move her if, like, we're feeling differently later.
Yeah, that's true. So let's put her in C. All right, now we get to our other issue, Eve.
Her outfits suck. Her personality sucks. She gets her memories back. They never really touch on it and how it changed her. And I can't handle her shorts. I really cannot. And
it's the shorts.
Somebody needs to get this girl a goddamn hairbrush for Christmas. Please.
Yes. Just put your hair up in a ponytail.
Spoilers, or I think we should open up to spoilers. Because, I mean, how else are we going to talk about the characters without talking about all of them?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is extra content, so, and this is to go after or before the other episode, so I think it's fine.
I'll probably be after. Honestly, I don't know when I'll be editing this.
Yeah, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, so, okay, so about her hair. I actually kind of like her hair, but then at the very end, they buzz cut it.
Hold on.
No,
hold on.
Buzz cut it.
Here we go.
Like, give her a messy hair bob. It doesn't work as well as her original hair. Like, why did they do that?
Because
she... they needed to flip-flop with Aoi, because Aoi cut her hair.
Yep.
And that That's at least what I thought. It was like, oh.
That, or I thought cute? It was to, like, hint more at their relationship, showing that Eve would be, like, the mask in the relationship and push more to show that Owie's, like, the sweet femme in the relationship.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay. I thought that's how I picked it up, but.
Yeah, it's just, I focused on the fact that that was her haircut back when she was a kid and doing her golfing training with Leo.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. Yeah, so oh, it's maybe. The same exact haircut.
But you think that so she would like have picked up some of her parents' personality? Like, her parents seemed like really nice, like good people, and she just seems like fucking dumpster fire, C tier.
Even her like adopted people.
I entertaining. I find her more entertaining than Owie, even though she's a dumbass.
I hate when she's on screen. I wish it was not Owie and Eve. Like, I think they're both mm-hmm. C-tier characters.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. If one of them's in one tier, then the other one's going to be in that tier.
I mean, they are basically dating.
Yeah. Okay, so now we get to the mother of Owie, Sarah. Okay, so she wasn't in it like a ton.
D-tier. Terrible mother.
Yeah, she was not great.
I'm just... terrible person, like
awful.
She's always yeah, she tries to like undercut Eve. She's just not good.
A manipulative ass gatekeeping bitch is what she is.
The fact that her daughter asks her point blank, is so and so my father, and she says of course not. What are you doing at that point? It's one thing to like keep it a secret until she asks about it, but she literally knows, and you're gonna just completely shut her down? That's insane.
Yeah. Do you think Owie has mommy issues? And I say this because I just realized, like, oh my god, she kind of looks like Eve. So when that whole conundrum of like, are they siblings? Yeah. Are they not? Came up, I was like, oh, they do look alike. And then they weren't really siblings. It was all the affairs and hidden babies and things, but. I don't know. Still, it doesn't.
It probably just look alike because it's a modern anime and every anime character looks the same with different hair. Oh, yeah. Man. But yeah, that was, her mom's shitty. You shouldn't have fucking done that. She's definitely got mommy and daddy issues. Like, and they so don't touch issues. On it, and there's no character growth from it, so I don't know.
No,
mom
never,
is like the big
down.
Bad for the anime, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we get to her romantic interest, Amuro, the coach. Okay, so my main drawback with him, like, every single time he opens his mouth, I just get distracted by his speech. I don't know what it is. It's not, like, because I mentioned having a similar issue with Sao Tome's speech patterns. He doesn't have a pattern. It's just his voice is so strange to me.
It's just boring. He's not bad to me. He's just boring.
Yeah, I don't
have
a whole lot of...
The fact that he's in a hotel room for almost the entirety of season two, when it seems like there's nothing seriously wrong with him. Like, he's not going into shock every 5 minutes. I don't feel like he needs to be confined to a hotel room bed, like bedridden. I also don't think he needs to be in the hospital at all.
I mean, based on what we learned about the illness, he should be fine. And he's also not golfing anymore.
Why is
he's
he
coaching,
in a wheelchair?
Sorry.
How do you get from the
great
hospital
question.
to the course within like 10 minutes, it feels like, of waking up from a coma?
Right? Like, and like, listen, it takes two to tango, and he fucking lied to his daughter like his whole fucking life, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some trash behavior, dude. D tier. I hate him. Melodramatic, manipulative ass. Spraying your sperms around and then just pretending you're not, like, a dad for reals. Like, go fuck yourself. And then you make golf clubs, and that's supposed to make it all better. Go pound sand.
I forgot about that.
Fuck you.
I totally forgot about that golf club that he hands her and is like, here you go. This will just help with your golf cancer.
Sorry about losing who you thought was your dad and then finding out that I'm your dad. Here's some golf clubs. All better now, right? No daddy and mommy issues? Gotcha. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. And sorry for giving you my golf cancer.
Yeah. I passed my golf cancer on.
Honestly, that should have been, like, the main reason why, like, the grandpa did not want Sarah and Amuro to be together. Because you don't want your child to literally be bedridden by 15 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nobody was concerned about that when they found out what's her nuts was pregnant. Not like, oh,
also,
what if they could pass this on?
Why were they not testing her for this? Like, yeah. They knew it was a possibility. She would have this really debilitating disease. And they waited until she showed symptoms.
Because she didn't know her dad was anyway. So why would she have it? Why would she have the same disease her coach has randomly? Huh.
I am very proud that I figured out their whole story within two episodes before it was revealed. But I'm like, I freaking knew it.
Yep.
By
the end of second episode, I was like, yeah, this is pretty fucking on the nose anime. Good job, anime
studio. I
see
their glances to each other.
God.
I love that you both figured it out because I tried to steer you astray just to, like, keep you invested. And then you figured it out anyways. Nope.
I am very upset that my second theory did not work out. That it was the Amawashi that caused the boat to sink.
You never know.
In order to keep it all a secret. That should have been the way. Like, I think it would have made a lot of sense.
You never know.
Added more
they
drama.
Didn't get into the details of any of the, like, drama. They were just like, this is the drama. Oh, back to golf.
Oh, and another thing I'm definitely going to mention on the podcast and the main episode, Eve, what a bitch. Like, she gets her memories back. She comes to this sudden realization, like, oh my god, my father and so. And then she goes up to Aoi and she says, guess what? Your entire life is a lie and fuck you.
Right?
See you later.
Like, what?
What?
I know you're
this
my love
your best
interest.
Friend.
I know you're my love interest. Blowing your spot up. Peace out. Let's go golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you the biggest dose of trauma that you'll ever experience.
I'll probably mention this again, but, like, how did fucking Eve just know where her mom's grave was and then happen to show up right when the butler showed up?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the butler.
It's really great.
The acupuncture butler.
God. Yeah. Acupuncture, super strong,
secret
underground
golfer,
you know, butler. Like, okay, let me see your resume, dude. What?
How do you go from famous golfer to butler? What a downgrade.
Yeah, so I would put that guy. I don't know if you got him on here.
Yeah, he's actually
gonna
be the one after.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this one first because I have more to say about this guy. So we got Yuha Hamilal. I never know how to pronounce that girl's name. One of the problems with this show is that all of the adversaries that Eve or Aoi meets, they get introduced, shown as a threat, and then you barely see them ever again.
Yeah, and they have no, like, backstory, really, or anything, like, substantial about them. So, just bland.
Oftentimes, you don't even see them beat them. Like, it's just, like, they're introduced, they have to try hard to win, and they might come up with a new golf move or whatever. And then end of tournament, you don't even see the results, really. Like, you'll see, like, the number results, but you won't see the actual result of them beating them.
Yeah. I just don't like any of the adversaries were just so boring to me. Forgettable.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Why were they even in it, really?
Like, there was the other adversary, I think Aoi's adversary.
Oh.
That's the problem, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, no. No, I think it was Eve's adversary, and she was barely in it because she was more focused on Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just went away. I'm like, wait a minute, doesn't Eve have to battle her? And we're like, no. In fact, we're just going to completely forget about her.
All off screen. So much off screen stuff happens where they just kind of hand wave it. I didn't
mind. If you go make a soap opera, Fucking commit and make a soap opera. Give me all 100 episodes. Go down every single storyline. Do it correctly. Don't just say, oh, we're going to spend all this time on this one tournament and then the rest of it's just going to be like an episode. Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so you had, it was like the Lunar Empress. So stupid.
I wish they would have done something like either mystical, just something a little different with hers, but it was just her looking at the moon being like, the moon guides me. And then not, like nothing occurs out of it. She just whacks a ball that she's has a crescent moon on it.
The moon. And she's analytical. The end. All right, where do we place her?
See, she sucks.
But boring. Not like worse. Like she, yeah, I think it's a boring thing. It's not like she's trying to create detriment to our main characters.
Yeah, just boring, yeah. Forgettable. She really Why are you even here?
Yeah. Bleh. Okay, next up we have Alan Harvey, the butler / underground golfer. To be honest, I liked him better than other characters just because he seemed cool.
Yeah, I'd rather have watched him like in his underground beating people's asses all secretive, but we didn't get that anime.
No.
I do like his many talents, the many talented butler. That is just at the right place at the right time, stirring the pot. I personally would give him, for this anime, an A. Maybe.
Wow. Really.
Well, I was going to give him a B.
A B or an A. B for butler. Because, you know, yeah, B for butler. I like that.
All right. Sounds good. Was there anything else that we want to talk about regarding him?
No, I feel like we touched on it. Like,
yeah.
Overall, he's enjoyable. He's a nice guy. You just feel bad. I feel like he could have been A if we'd gotten to see some of his golfing or
yeah,
a little bit more.
If they actually soap opera'd the soap opera.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Up next is Aisha, the replacement Eve.
Ugh.
I like that they at least acknowledge the fact that she is a replacement Eve to Leo. I don't like her. Like, I don't like her type of character. Like,
I hate it.
Crazy,
mm-hmm.
Like vroom, boom style of golfing she has.
She's like an annoying cat girl from the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was thinking she's like one of those loud girls that you're just kind of cringing at and like rolling your eyes
and
at.
Her and her fucking pants, man.
Oh, I need to go see these. Oh, no.
They're the ones that are like ripped at the bottom with the compression things underneath.
Uh-huh. And she also has...
I'm just getting a refresher, but I know what you're talking about. I'm looking it up.
She also has some fur, a nice fur collar on top. I don't know what it is with this artist in fur. And then a choker, I think?
Yeah, it's like, this has got to be... Like, they make up the most uncomfortable golfing wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, golfing is supposed to have, like, cute fucking outfits. Where are they? Nowhere to be seen. All you get
well,
is...
Allie has one, but she wears it all the time.
But she looks, like Mitz and I were saying the entire time we were watching this show, she looks like she works at McDonald's. That looks like a McDonald's uniform.
Yeah,
I think the colors and the visor. It doesn't help. And, like, where are the cute golf dresses? Where are the cute golf skirts? Where is, like, yeah. I don't know. All of that was gone. And Aoi's outfit wasn't even that cute. And the only time it looks cute is when you get the ass shot and the penis slide opening.
Oh, my gosh.
I do think about that ass shot a lot. Her butt looks so
rectangular. Oh, you do? Does Eve have competition?
Ooh.
No, I was just saying that like whenever I caught the opening, usually I skip the opening, but every single time I saw that in the opening, I'm like, wow.
Wow, I would love to get behind that, is what Caroline's thinking. Don't let her lie to you.
Boxy butts.
Another thing about the outfits is that it's a small thing, but they often will show Eve in like in a pro golf outfit with branding and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's cool. She'll get brand deals. We'll get into that. Never see that outfit in the anime.
Yeah.
Small thing, but still.
So Aisha, anyway, she gets Aisha. I don't know, a C or a D. I mean, like, just lame. Annoying.
She was the adversary I, liked the least, so I'd put her in a D. Because, yeah, I just was annoyed with her rooming. I didn't like her weird bullet. Hers wasn't bullet.
I hated watching
her
run at that
cannon.
The golf ball. That was so annoying.
Yes,
yeah, I agree.
The only thing that she has going for her was, like, at the end of her presence on the show, like, they actually bring up the fact, like, she's like, oh my god, Leo is still, like, he put all of his eggs in Eve's basket. He doesn't care about me. He only focuses on Eve. So, and then he says, like, no, we're gonna get tougher. We're gonna beat her. And that was okay.
I just wish somebody would have beat them.
Yeah. Like, beat the golf game, not, like, actually beat them. I mean, unless you're going for the soap opera angle.
Either way, it would have been more interesting.
Yeah, like, give them a reason to, you know, get better, other than just Owie and Eve's rivalry. Okay, so now we got Leo. I actually kind of liked him.
He was fine. Mm. He was, you know, I think he's up there with... like, Alan and Leo's and Eve's fucking dead-ass dad probably has way more interesting shit going on than fucking Owie and Eve ever thought about having going on. So, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about him because, I mean, it's obvious that Eve's dad and him had, like, a thing. Him and Alan have a thing going on. More interesting. I liked when he was on screen. The only thing that bothered me is, like, why your face like that? But whatever.
Yeah.
Did he do, like, mafia golf?
Was he in war or something?
I don't know, man. Did he get mauled by a tiger? Was he, like, a golfer in the circus? I'm not sure.
All right, I'm going to put him in B tier with Alan.
Yeah, those two can hang out up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually did not put... Kazuhiko on this list because we barely saw him, but do you want me to add him to the list?
Kazuhiko, I wouldn't, because he's probably going to be down in a D tier list because he's a fucking shitty ass dad too.
Yeah,
he was like, mm-hmm. I knocked this girl up and we had this stupid ass Romeo and Juliet thing, but I'm going to peace out and go to Japan and raise this other person's kid, and then I'm going to come back and then I'm gonna fucking die. Like, okay, dude. I guess fulfill your own self with whatever you're feeling like that day.
Yeah, it was quite manipulative. And, like, he goes up to Eve. He's like, my one and only daughter.
Like, that's shitty.
Why do you have to say it like that? Like, you did raise... Like, she might not be biologically yours, but you did raise Owie quite a bit.
Yep. That's shitty. It's just shitty. T-tier. Bad parents go into the timeout corner. Leo and Alan are better dads than both those dads combined.
I thought Leo was going to be Eve's dad, so that was my poor theory that I put together. But again, it was me daring to believe that. I was like, oh, blonde hair. It must be Eve's dad. No.
I don't know.
That's not how this works.
Owie's Japanese mom is fucking blonde as shit, so...
Yeah, I don't know where Owie got her looks from, because she doesn't look like either of her parents. Not even her fake parent.
And why didn't she, like, why isn't she at least a little bit darker skinned like her dad or anything?
Yeah, that would have made sense.
Okay, yeah, like, what? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you want to just keep it even more under wraps that, you know, that guy was her dad, you could just say that she's so tan from being on the golf course all the time.
Right?
True.
And speaking of which, like, I know I'll mention this in the main podcast, but the solar flares in this show, I did not notice it, but then every scene on the golf course, there is
the same
sunbeams going across the screen, and I could not look away from them after that, because it was constant.
Yeah, it was, like, towards the end of the anime, we'll talk about this more, it was literally the same exact animation sequences over and over again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. Up next, we got, honestly, probably one of the only decent characters I thought was Sao Tome, just because I find her ability to analyze the golf course so interesting.
Right?
And she cares. I like that she actually, like, cares about her job and her golfer. Just
I like that she actually looks 15.
Mm-hmm. True. True, she does.
I do not like when she wears the painter outfit, though. why are you always dressing like a construction worker or a painter?
You don't like overalls?
When they look good, I do, but she looked like she was either a overgrown 5-year-old coming back from Easter egg hunting, or she looked like she was working on painting somebody's fucking house. What was up with
honestly,
that?
Honestly, in the world of the travesty of outfits on this show, I think we can rank that one pretty low.
I don't know.
Is this the blue dress situation?
I don't know. I just hate that either a character is trying to be sexed up like Eve, or they're dressed like a fucking 6-year-old. Like, can we get some actual, like, cute
consistency
outfits, like, on the, like, age-appropriate cute outfits on these characters?
Yeah, so, but overall, I thought she was decent, despite her overalls.
She had a good personality.
And the fact that she, like, ups and quits school just on the faith that Eve will eventually be a pro, and she will be a pro caddy.
Yep.
What loyalty.
Super loyal, good girl. And she's kind of goofy, so either A or B, I would say.
Yeah, I'm going to put her in A.
I think put her in A. I also feel like she's got enough. I don't want to, again, it's hard to call them flaws, but like her personality isn't perfect. She does get angry. She gets frustrated or like starts to doubt herself. So like, and that's maybe more in season one, but like she was enjoyable to watch. I liked her journey.
I also liked the back and forth between her and the other caddy. It was a little bit, I don't know. I felt like there was more of a back and forth storyline between the caddies than actually Eve and Owie at some points.
So. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of which, let's get the second caddy here, Shinjo Amane. I didn't like her as much as Sao Tome, but she did have something going for her. I did think that she made her sound like made herself sound even more of a victim than I think
she
really was.
Oh my god, I know. She has a victim complex.
Because, okay,
hard.
Like, okay, so what was it? Like, her parent died or both her parents died or something? And then, you know, she has no money, so, like, you know, Sarah comes up to her and says, listen, we'll take you in, we'll pay for your education, a great education, by the way, and set you up for a fantastic career. I know you're a child, but it's like, come on, out of all the situations you could have asked for, this was not a terrible one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, woe is me. I have to go to this special school and be a caddy. And then become friends with the person I'm caddying for. Woe is me. Fuck off.
No, essentially one of the best golfers of our generation. Oh, no.
Right. And then later on, I know she's looking out for Owie to, like, make her dreams come true, but according to this golf cancer, she shouldn't be playing at all ever again. And instead she's like, what do I do with my life? I like, this was like my dream. This was our dream and Owie's dream. So it's like, sure, there's loyalty there. And I appreciated her like reaching out to like have Eve, you know, stir the fire back in her friend. But like, it was a little manipulative.
Oh no, she's super manipulative. I think she learned that from fucking Owie's mom. Fucking manipulation master over there. Holy shit. Have two guys on the line and have a kid with one of them and make the other guy raise it? What? So, yeah. I think she learned all her manipulation techniques from Owie's mom, and now she's just gonna, you know, have this weird relationship with Owie where she definitely wants to have sex with Owie and be with her, but also wants to make sure that Owie does everything that she wants just how she wants it. She's like, now your mom's out of the picture. Now I can be your new mom.
I feel she belongs in B.
Yep, I started B. with her in A, but the more I thought about it and heard your views, I feel she has to be downgraded to B.
Yep.
She also has this green hair going on, and I don't love it.
I don't mind green hair. It's her outfit again. And at first I was like, oh, doesn't she have a good one? No, I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, what is this, like, turtleneck off the shoulders coat you are wearing, lady? With jeans?
Wait, I need to look this up again.
Yeah.
I am too.
It's because she usually wears her school uniform. But Birdie Wing Wiki.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird dress.
Yeah.
I typed in her name in Birdie Wing, and the first Google suggestion was fanfic, so people be into it. Oh, yeah. What is she trying to be? Is she trying to be a Pokemon master? Because that's what that fucking outfit looks like.
That
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a water, like she has bug and water type. That's nice. That's the kind of trainer she is.
Yep.
Okay, last but not least, she didn't have as much presence in season two as she did in season one. And I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce her name, but Vipire?
I always called her Viper, but yeah, I think you're right. It's Vipiru.
All right. Yeah. So what about her? I mean, I thought she was okay. Her quirks, when she was first introduced in season one, if you'll want to call them quirks, really uncomfortable, really weird. But she got more normal after that.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't really care for her. She's a throwaway for me. Like she's fine.
Transportation when they're in the freeze. That's all she is.
Yeah, she
and her boyfriend. I don't remember her boyfriend whatsoever. But apparently, she has a boyfriend that constantly wears sunglasses.
Yeah, she's forgettable. I'd say like C or D. Because like, why are you even still here? You're just the Uber driver.
Maybe yeah. C, just because she's at least helping. Versus being a detriment, but...
Yeah, that's true.
I'm with you.
I realize that most of her presence is on her boat for some reason.
On her boat, in the car, or creeping in the background at Eve's games.
Yeah. So, and it also made me realize that whenever somebody's watching the golf games, they're always in the same place. Like, Amuro, of course, is in his hospital bed because he can't get up. He can't live on his own. Oh my god. So he relies on his team captain of the golf team to be with him all the time, which is weird.
Who's in love with him, and I don't like it. Yeah. It just makes me so uncomfortable.
And Vipire is always on her boat drinking mimosa all the time. And Sarah is always in her office yelling at her computer screen, etc. They're always in the same place.
Yep. No variation. I think they ran out of budget.
Yeah. Well, that's our ranking.
We did it!
We ranked them.
Yes, we did. Let's go through the characters as we have them ranked. Rank A, on our own, is Sao Tome. Rank B is Alan, Harvey, Leo, and Shinjo. We got C, Aoi, Evangeline, Yuha, Vipire, and D, Sarah, Amuro, Aisha, and Kazuhiko. There we go.
Pretty much all the parents.
Yeah.
Straight to
no
jail.
Good parents.
Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Well, I think that was a good way to sort of review the show, but not exactly review it, because we wanted to keep the main episode with the main review going. So,
of course. Yeah, this is a nice wine pairing for the main episode review.
Yeah.
I think so as well. We have other ideas for the show too. Like we're thinking maybe a drinking game, maybe talks on anime outfits, and other stuff too. So if anybody wants to give us suggestions, we'll be gladly taking them on our Discord. With that, I think we are ready to close up shop and get ready for the main episode.
Yep. Thank you for listening. As always, go to aaapodcast.com, sign up for additional content. You can drop us mailbags there, and have any suggestions, hit us up on Discord. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.